Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Pena. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Pena. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball four. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Bryan and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Campaneris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Hauser scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up towards first. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gentile. Davalillo moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pena. Davalillo moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. There goes Carrion. The throw from Brian to Causey, and Carrion is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Houser is hit by the pitch. Jose Santiago now pitching. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Houser moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerryon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kerryon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Bryan moves to second. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bryan moves to third. Nelson Matthews pinch hits for Jose Santiago. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bryan scores. Green moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Dixon now pitching. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Tiant now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Causey. The throw from Kerryon and he is safe. Causey steals second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a line drive towards short. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to second. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger, who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Wagner scores. Colavito goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Indians. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a line drive into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. One out. Skip Lockwood pinch hits for Jim Dixon. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood takes first base on ball 4. Hershberger moves to second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Stock now pitching. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hauser is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinton moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Charles strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Campanera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bryan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson pinch hits for West Stock. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.